This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today is Monday. We're going to have some special healings today. If you'd like to call in, we'll invite you to do that. That'd be wonderful. So let's start off, and we'll change the order of what we do a little bit. Let's do a self-sabotage clearing. And this is not necessarily one of your energetic bodies. It's just an issue. And you know how we have issues. So here we go. Think of a self-sabotaging thing that you have, that you've been dealing with maybe in the last month. If you can't think of anything, I'm sure you could ask somebody in your household if you have one. But here we go. If not, just to ask to have some help. So here we go. Have your spirit select an issue and see how you feel about it. So I'll count to five to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's do another clearing. Let's do one for a, let's do one for negativity, okay? And this could be, think of a person in your life that is very negative towards you, maybe sending you bad thoughts or something. So here we go, a negativity clearing. This is for somebody projecting it to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the negativity clearing for the negative thoughts that you're sending to somebody else. So this might be interesting to feel you get released from a courting that you're doing to someone. Remember, whenever you think of somebody, you are courting them. They're right in the room with you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's, I'm yawning here. Let's do another clearing here. That was pretty heavy. So let's do a clearing for a problematic event. These are what we have on the website here. And sometimes these things recycle in our life, where you wonder, why is this thing always happening to me? So that's what I would call a problematic event. So here we go. So just think of an issue. And like I said, if you don't know what it is, I'm sure somebody can help you with that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do another issue. Let's do something about heartache. Here we go. This is emotional heartache. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a clearing for neglect. Again, just think of something. How you're being neglected. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, all these are judgments that we have labeled, okay? And remember, all these are made up of letters that create a word. If you take one of the letters out of the word, it has no meaning to it to you. So you can see how powerful those letters are. And let's do another one here. Let's do a betrayal clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's do a clearing for, let me think here. Do you have anything, Annika? I'll put you on there. Not that you have anything, but...
Oh, my goodness. I have a lot.
Okay, what's your biggest secret, Annika?
Oh, no, I don't know. Can we put anything on not getting ahead, kind of success and that sort of thing?
Okay.
I don't know. Holding ourselves back, maybe.
Okay. So how about being stuck?
Yeah.
Okay. That can cover many things. So being stuck. I'd like everybody to write that down. I want to show you something here, right? So write down on a pencil, with a pencil and paper, okay, being stuck. Okay, now what we're going to do now, you know what that means, right? Everybody knows that being stuck means something. Now what I want you to do is write down being, and instead of putting the E in there, we'll just take it out and put down Bing, B-I-N-G, okay? And then write the word stuck. And I'm going to clear that Bing, B-I-N-G, stuck from you. And you're going to notice that it probably won't have any energy on it because it's missing that one key letter that makes the word that has a meaning, which is judgment, that's now associated and setting up implants and stuff inside of you and bringing that whatever it is to you. So here we go. On a clear way from you, Bing stuck, B-I-N-G, then S-T-U-C-K. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So for myself, I feel no energy whatsoever. Okay? Now, let's now go back to putting the E in there, and now it's being stuck. And here we go. And I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I yawn because there's a lot of negativity there. So if you notice, this is why we have a natal chart clearing. This will give you a clue that these particular letters that create a word is going to affect you according to some meaning, even if you mix the letters up. So let's do another clearing here. You may have felt being stuck. Let's just put the word being backwards. So I'll put G-N-I-E-B, okay? Kind of a weird-looking word, but it might make sense to some of you. And now we're going to clear that clearing, okay? So, how do you pronounce that, Annika?
Bang?
Gnib or something?
Yeah.
Gnib? Gnib?
Binning, yeah. How did you say it again? How did you say it? B?
I don't know. G-N is then I-E, I don't know.
Bang?
Gnib or something. So
okay.
Here we go. Do we have any energy on this here? Just by mixing the letters up. So here we go. 1, I'm yawning. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Very interesting. So as you can see, it doesn't matter how the letters are put together, they still have a negativity to them because these letters respond to something. So if you kind of look at it of like having a combination lock, okay, and it doesn't matter what order that combination is, the letters are used in the combination, that they all are connected to some type of energy system. So if you mix them up, it doesn't make any difference. It's still the same energy system coming in, and this is why we still have negativity there. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hour on Monday with Ron Amatron. And I did put the call-in numbers. We do welcome callers. There's a toll-free number to call, 888-815-9756. And if you go to the website for BBS Radio, you will see another couple of numbers that you can call in to. And I just wanted to mention that the clearing that Ron was referring to, called the natal barcode removal, is on the website www.creationlightship.com, and you might be new, and there's a lot of information on that website. So if you go down, scroll down a little bit on the left-hand side, you will see the alien attack removal, and under that, we have alien barcode removal. Yeah, there's a few of them that you've put up there by now. We have Ascension 2012 barcode removal, Spirit barcode removal, Death barcode removal, Mind Matrix barcode removal, and then the one that we talked about just now about removing certain combinations of words, numbers, and a lot of different things that has, according to us, is the natal barcode removal. And, you know, since we were doing so many of those, and they're just a little bit different, and it's wonderful for people to feel which ones kind of relate more, because most people would hopefully not need all of these. Is it possible for us to experience one more that Ren is asking for, which is perfectionism clearing? Could you do a sample of that, Ron?
Okay, that's good. So here we go. There are people who want to be a perfectionist here. And that may go into different directions, too, but we'll just clear this major title here. And here we go. And you may want to just think of something, maybe in the last 5 days or so, that maybe somebody pointed out to you that you didn't do a good enough job. So now you took it to heart, and now you're upset or maybe angry with them for them telling you something. Or maybe you go the other direction and feel like you're disempowered and that you really messed up. And now your self-esteem is being attacked and you feel awful, okay? So here we go. And this is, you know, for you to pick something, if you wish, and just to see how this works for you. Here we go. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. Okay. Ugh. So that may go in different directions here, like I said. We have a caller, I think.
Yeah, it sounded like it. So is there a caller out there? Hello?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, Ed, it's hard to hear you. Can you speak a little louder or closer?
Okay. How's this? Is this better?
Yeah, it's better. Much better.
Okay, yeah, there's something with the phone, I think. The thing I wanted to ask about, I have several questions I want to ask Ron about the new clearing that's up there about bringing people from the dark into the light.
Okay.
And I wanted to know about the actual mechanics of that. Like, what is going on when they do that versus other individual clearings that are available on the site? How is this different from anything else? And by the way, it's just wonderful. I've been thinking of everybody I can, politicians, drugs, addicts, friends, enemies, everybody I can think of, I've been throwing in there. And it's like Christmas, having that available. So I love it, but I want to know how it works, and I have other questions about it too.
Okay, it's designed to bring people more into the light. Now, naturally, most humans here have controlling things inside of their body. We probably all know that. If you're new to the program, then you may want to listen to a few of the archives to find out more. But what this does, it allows these energies to go to the light if they are in you against your free will. Another way of saying it, if they're in you without you requesting for them to be with you, that means they took away your free will. So they will actually be sent to the light. And if they don't want to go to the light, then they're terminated. So basically, these energies was put on, or the ceiling was put on for extraterrestrial energies that are of darkness that hang out in people, shapeshifters, alien critters, parasitic life forms that have no way to go to the light because they don't know anything about the light, and they're probably afraid of the light. They don't, you know, you have to remember that they don't have the agenda of what light is or the information on it. But they do come into us and experience it, but they can't cross over. So this is a way for them to cross over. What it also does is it can bring their race into the light. It can bring their family members, we'll say. It can bring whoever's with them into the light also. So it allows you to become lighter. As these things get released from you, you feel better. Now, when you enter somebody's name in there, they have the same problems that you have, maybe even more. And it allows them to get more light because these things then are released from the person. So you can't do any harm at all because all they're getting is more light. And so you're not going against anybody's free will because naturally these things that you're taking out is taking away your free will. So it's actually empowering you more or whoever you put their name in there to have more light. Now, I'm not exactly stating that correctly. The more light that you're getting is a self-empowerment from your spirit. And so it's not as if you're able to plug in more strands of light into you, using that term, or like having big floodlight coming down from the universe to you. No, it's just allowing your spirit that has all the light that you need, and you can't get anything more than what your spirit's offering you, is to have your spirit to become more empowered with you. So once you're fully empowered with your spirit, you can't get any more light because then you're light. And so what happened is, because most people here are only holding maybe 20%, then you do look like you have more light that is coming to you, and most people perceive it as being external, but it's actually you're bringing yourself into more of your spirit energy, which is producing you to have the light that the spirit is offering you. Otherwise, you basically got rid of your spirit and you lost the light. So you're not getting anything more than what your spirit had when you were born. So did that help you, Ed?
Hey, Ed, are you out there still?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So how was that?
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
It's a good start, I said. The actual mechanics of that would be it does not bring more spirit into our bodies. It takes whatever's in there and empowers it to transfer from our heart to the hearts of others. Is that how it works?
Yes, it allows you to have more of your spirit with you by releasing the negativity. And so, you know, if you take a glass of water, and if you're only 20% in that, and the rest is 80% of stuff, of any type of stuff that is not of light, then it helps to release that 20% out so that your spirit can come more fully into your body, so you can become a full glass of water with your spirit in it. So all you're doing is, you know, like I use the term, love comes walking in. That's who you are. So you're able to be like innocent like a child. That's what Jesus talked about, getting rid of your densities to become innocent like a child.
So does our actual spirit percentage go up when we do this clearing?
It can, yes. Uh-huh.
And how long does that last for?
Until you decide to turn away from the light. And then as you turn away from the light, then at some point you will be disempowering your own spirit, and then the entities will come back in again. So, you know,
how about what we did for someone else?
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. Let's just say that you did this clearing and the person had a bunch of entities that was causing their addiction to, say, alcohol. And
yeah.
You did a clearing for them, and these entities now got released. Well, the person now might lose their addiction for alcohol, and their spirit now is holding that space. Can the person have another drink? Very possible. Can they become like they were before? Maybe not, but that's possible too. But typically, once you have more spirit, you may lose the addiction because your spirit doesn't want to get kicked out of your body, so it's not going to want to have you get that addiction. And so what it's going to do is empower you more with your spirit, and you can become stronger. Is it a permanent thing? If you don't go back to an old lifestyle, yes, it would be permanent. Remember, you have free choice, free will, so the light doesn't tell you the script or the role that you have to play here. Your natal chart does. The dark side does. And the aliens tell you. But your spirit, the light does not, you know, interfere with what you choose to do. And so you could, have the clearing invalidated over time if you choose not to accept your spirit. It's up to you to accept your spirit and to give up what's preventing you from having your spirit with you. But normally, if you get cleared out, chances are, you know, may have taken your whole life to get to where you are with an addiction. You know, maybe it's taken 30, 40 years. And all of a sudden, your spirit's with you. It may take you a long time again to get that addiction, possibly. So it may not be, you know, it might be much harder, you know, to get that full addiction over again once you're aware of it and your spirit's helping you.
For someone, let's say, an addict or an alcoholic or someone who's mind controlled, you may have to do it more than once. And how often would you say?
It depends. If you're doing it on yourself, okay, then you can see how you're progressing, okay? If you're doing it for somebody else, just kind of watch them, and you may want to do it, you know, maybe a few times. But each time is going to help them out. And you don't know how much energy of mind control, because that's all that it is. It's either free choice, free will, or it's mind control. It's one or the other. Now, you don't know how strong that is on them. And so, you know, it's very interesting to kind of watch people to see, you know, how much they progress.
Yeah, I've done it on a bunch of people I know, and I'm going to see what happens. And if it has any effect, and if it does, how long it lasts. And I just wanted to say to everybody listening on the call, this is like one of the most amazing things that Ron has ever given us, because the ability to do this is the ability to clean up our planet. And if we had everyone in the world on these calls doing this stuff, this place would be spick and span in no time.
Yep, you got it, Ed.
Now, how big of a group? For example, you said the other night, you said everybody do the Galactic Federation and everybody do the Great White Brotherhood. Okay, that's a group. It's not a person. So it works on groups as well. How big a group? What's the practical limit to this?
Oh, okay. It all depends how far those energies go out and how they're quartered to the people in that group. So just by doing that blanket healing, the ones that would be relating to, say, the term Galactic Federation, okay, if they use that term, like I just got through doing that clearing, you see, earlier when we changed the name and stuff, the letters. So once you have that name associated with you, then you're automatically connected to it. And so whoever out there were to use that terminology or those letters in that sequence, of any sequence, that would be affecting them. And also the people that are...
But we don't really know how deeply or strongly it will affect them if they're part of a group, and let's say they're out near the edge of it, so to speak. So it will vary all through, or is it a square wave, kind of a standard power all the way through?
It'll probably go all the way through that particular energy, and then from there, whoever is corded to it, connected to it, it would affect them. So let's just say that there's people out there listening who have heard of the Great White Brotherhood, okay, and they think it's a wonderful organization, you know, aliens naturally, because they're invisible, and people believe in that energy. So once you do that, it's also going to affect the people that are living off of and using that energetic pool, if it's not in the light, okay? So it will bring light to the darkness. So somebody who is using the Great White Brotherhood as a positive source, what they think, and we'll say that it could be negative. You don't know, okay? Remember, the dark side can do wonderful healings, just like the light can. But that's why we're trapped here, okay? So people who think that they're using that to do healing work on other people, well, once you put that name in there, all of a sudden, that energy will be flooded with light. And the person could eventually be using true light to do healings if they use that. But if they're using the darkness, then the darkness will be taken away. How much, I can't tell you. But that energy pool will eventually be completely light. And the people that are using that energy for maybe other reasons other than healing, we'll say, where they're connected to, you know, the spirit of the person, okay? And the spirit always says yes, but if they're trying to use it for some other modality and not working through their spirit, then at that point the energy itself will start to take away the energies of the mind energy too. So they're using mind energy for that, or using it to use a manipulative type of energy, then at that point that energy will no longer be useful for that person or practitioner. That's when you use force of will. And when you have force of will, that energy will no longer be in existence, because the light does not have force of will. Does that answer your question?
Ed, are you still out there? Okay. I don't know. I can't hear Ed anymore. So thank you so much for calling in, and I definitely share in that joy that Ed was sharing with us here about one of the free clearings that Ron has on the website, which is called Darkness to Light Clearing, and that is fantastic. And we were just, that was what we were just discussing if you came on late. So some people, Ron, have been asking about the natal barcode clearing, and obviously what you were mentioning that we could do for the darkness to light clearing, we could also put in there, right, on the natal barcode.
Yes, you could, uh-huh.
And then also, let's see here, Marie R. was wondering, is natal barcode clearing permanent once it is done?
Yes, it should be, yes, unless the dark side reconnects you to it. More than likely, it'd be completed. I get that question asked a lot to me. Remember, we're looking at this as a time-based reality. And so when you start a time here, when your body was born, that started your time sequence of living, okay? So it's kind of like, in a sense, having a battery-operated little remote-controlled car or something or toy, or a wind-up clock, right? So when it started, that clock, we'll say, was wound up, you know, the spring was had all the tension on it, and it would run for so many hours, we'll say. At the end of that time, it gets turned off. So everything that's in that same moment of that time-based reality in that linear progression of time is controlled by your natal chart. Now, is it true that is it possible, we'll say, that the dark side could say, gee, we want to now put onto you another natal chart? Well, they may call it something different. I imagine they probably could. But typically, you're first set up for that throughout your whole lifetime. And so that part of that, I don't think, would be ever changed. What you got stuck with initially is what it's going to help you get rid of.
Okay. And so another one for the natal barcode, since we're talking about that, is Karen's wondering, are there any other combinations of words to clear beside front and backwards, which is what we do when we do the natal barcode clearing? For those who haven't seen it, we actually go from you know, left to right and right to left, you know. So you cover it from the front and then from going backwards, too. So Karen was wondering, is there any other combination we need to do?
Yeah, what I think I would do is look at it and look at your life, okay, and maybe see what type of illnesses you've had in the past and what those names were. I think most people probably have maybe had either measles, maybe and or mumps, okay? So that was some type of negative energy that was brought to you by the aliens. You might want to put that in. Maybe you might want to put in tooth decay. I'm just suggesting things here. Cavities, okay? Anything that's taken you out of spiritual integrity with your body. Possibly high blood pressure if you have that. Say asthma. You might want to even put in an addiction that you may have, because all these things have power over you, and so it's going to take the power out of that word. And so you have to look at it as, how are you being controlled? What letters, what words, okay, or and what numbers are controlling you? And just kind of go in there and maybe, you know, first of all, you want to put your birth date naturally. Maybe you might want to do it all in numbers and then also do it in, let's say for February, you might want to write out the word February. Maybe do it again with, 02 or something or 2 with the same numbers. And just kind of just see how it works for you. And it does take a while to do. But you want to get that in your name. The first thing. And then after a while, you may want to do a little bit more on it and just kind of see how it works, because you may find yourself holding on to energies that was attached to you, connected to you throughout your lifetime. And you may think it's gone because you don't have the measles or mumps right now, but it's still with you. And it may be causing some other thing that you know nothing about. So I would definitely put it in. So back to you, Annika. So
Whatever
dealt with in your life, maybe a divorce. You might want to put a divorce in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have some type of neglect issue or something, or you know, or like I said, an addiction. So go in there and do those things and just see how you feel afterwards. See if those words, what those letters making a word have any power over you.
So Ed is pointing out again here that this, that what he was talking about, the darkness into the light, is just an awesome, fantastic free clearing for us all to do. And he is mentioning, think of every politician, boss, gang leader, enemy, just everyone go for it. We're actually helping them. So remember, you're helping yourself and you're helping them. So there is only love energy when you work with the Creation Lightship, and that's what's so, so wonderful. And I actually heard a beep before. I wonder if we still have a caller on. Is there anyone out there? Okay. Maybe I just misheard that one, so I'm going to move on. Cool was mentioning, may we clear crown chakra or get some protection overhead? And I know you also have, there was a beep, though. So maybe you want to do, okay, I don't know. Heard, I think somebody was on there. But anyway, caller was asking about the protection overhead, and I know you've had a new clearing that you've been doing about that, Ron.
Yeah, I will be bringing that forward. It's not quite ready yet. Probably within a month it should be up, I think. That'll be closing off the chakra systems, working to keep your energy inside of your body and not having the aliens, the extraterrestrials, take you out of your crown chakra. And that's why they promote that so much, about having an open crown chakra. And they normally show it typically in most drawings, like a sprinkler or like this energy coming into the top of your head. And that's just the accordings and energy from the aliens to you. So it's very interesting. I haven't tried this yet, but when I have done aura pictures with a Polaroid that I have, you know, it's a Polaroid camera to do aura photos with. You probably have all seen them at the different psychic events and fairs, etc. If I'm indoors, I don't have this typically, very seldom. But outside, maybe in a tent or something like that where there's sunlight, you can actually see on top of those crown chakras, you can actually see vertical lines of light in the picture. Just like you had an artist get a tape measure, a ruler, and draw white light lines coming down. And it's quite interesting to see that. And those lines are more than likely an energetic cord coming into you from the aliens, okay? So that's what I have seen many, many, many times. So, and it doesn't come like to your shoulders or anything else. Doesn't come into your heart. It goes right into the top of your head. So we have a caller on. But anyway, I'll be doing that clearing at some point here. It'll be a very extensive clearing, taking away planets and different things. And it'll be a great clearing. So let's see who we have online as a caller.
Hello. Who Hi. Is out there?
Oh, hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I wanted to say there's truly a melody in my heart from all these wonderful clearings and healings. And I love the one, Be Here Now. I always thought I was here, but I'm learning how much of me has not been here. And today, and I have a question after I share this with you. When I was doing the body retrieval, I heard something like the clone was taken out. On the spirit retrieval, I felt like I was getting a circulation healing as well. And then on the spirit light infusion, which is part of this healing, it was, I could smell Mother Mary's roses and got many other little miracles I wrote down. And I could feel more light coming into my spirit, and it kept the circulatory healing going. So I just wanted to share that with you. It was something that I didn't expect. I was just expecting to be more in the now, but it was wonderful, and so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it's Let's do a sample of that right now here. Because we always think that we're here. And what I do with some of my lectures and workshops, I'll be talking, and then I'll spontaneously clap my hands, okay, one time, like that. Now, if any of you out there jumped when you heard that, probably wasn't too loud, but inside of a room it would be, that means that you're not in your body with your spirit. So where were you? You're still listening. You still look like you're there. But if you jumped at all, which means that your body, you know, jerked, what happens is in slow motion, your body first hears the sound. Your spirit goes, uh-oh, I got to be back in that body now because they have to protect the body. Something's happening. So then it jumps into you, and I call it a crash landing. And that crash landing all of a sudden makes your body jolt. Just like you got plugged into, electricity, okay? And then all of a sudden you kind of come out of your daze or whatever, and maybe a half a second later, you have more consciousness. And you probably all know about this here. And, if you want to have some fun, maybe find some young children around who are doing something and clap your hands loud or make a loud noise and see who jumps, or do it at your workplace. And you can just see who is present and who isn't. And you might look at the people who have glossed over eyes the most. They'll probably be jumping more than most, okay? But, if you do it a bunch of times and the same person jumps around a lot, then you know that that person is not going to be accountable for his or her actions. And maybe you have a problem with that person, you know, talking to them, communicating with them. And that's why, you know, lights on, nobody home. And the energy, that emotional body that's listening to you, or whoever is listening to you, it could be an alien listening to you, is just taking the information, sucking you out, taking your energy, and leaving with it. And so that normally is not imprinted on the memory of the person. And that's why you probably have all noticed when you talk to somebody and there's a situation going on and they go, well, I don't remember that, or I didn't do that. But, well, they're telling you the truth. The part that's talking to you, either their spirit or maybe another entity, did not do that, okay? But the one that did, you know, is not held accountable for what the body did, because it's gone. Maybe it's in somebody else. Or maybe it's just watching outside. Or maybe it's inside of the person as a body hop into the person who's talking to you. So it gets to be very interesting. And when people get into an argument, these entities body hop from one to the other. They find out what buttons to push in the person, and they go from one to the other, back and forth. They're getting charged up just like like you're being plugged into the wall, you know, on a battery charger, you know. And eventually, once they get all their energy filled up, they leave. And then you're there to pick up the pieces afterwards or figure out what happened to you or happened to your friend who's arguing with you or whatever, because all of a sudden, everything stops. And you wonder, what happened? Where am I? Well, you know, this is kind of going into it. If you're not home, who is? And what's controlling your body? Who's controlling your body? Okay? What's in your body? And what implants are controlling you? What shapeshifter? You know, what shadow body? You know, and where are you? So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that if you feel a lot from the Be Here Now clearing, which is the free, shorter version, there's a longer version, and I think it's something like set body time or the timing body. I can't remember now, and I was trying to get it up here, but I know you have a clearing on that, Ron, and I know it's online.
Yeah, let's do the clearing here. So let's bring your physical body back. I just did a little exercise to see if you guys jumped or not. I don't know if it was loud enough or not, but that happens too. Oh, also, there are practitioners out there that I've seen who, when they talk to you, this is like in workshops, they'll first start talking, and then they'll lower their voice a little bit, maybe about half volume. Then they will increase their voice. You probably have all heard this in churches, okay? And it's kind of like you have this fish on the line, right? You're moving the fishing pole up and back and up and back, right? And what you're actually doing is you're taking the energy of the person And all of a sudden what you're going to do is make a loud noise, or you talk louder instantly to get your point across. Well, when that happens, the person gets scared and they jump out of your body. Now, for the dark side, that could be hours or days, okay? For you, it might only be maybe a tenth of a second. Now, what are they doing to you? That dark side practitioner who did that is stealing your life force energy and also cording you completely with their energetic field, putting spells on you and hexes and everything else, because you're there to experience that particular practitioner to do this. So this is kind of what happens. So let's do a clearing here now to bring your physical body into this present lifetime right now on planet Earth. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. That's for your body to be here. We'll do your spirit now. One, two, three, four, and five. There. If you feel a change in your body of energy, either one of those means that you your body was abducted, and maybe your spirit was also, or both. And it could even be in different locations. So the other clearing that we have Annika's talking about is a set timing sequence body. And that one puts you basically into the now for each particular year of your life. So, or each day of your life also, going through each year. So you can actually be here and understand, you know, probably why you're not healing. Because when you're not here, you don't have any healing energy. So how can you expect a healing also if you had a problem in your life, say at the age of 10, but you were not in your body at the age of 8? So that the age of 8 maybe caused a problem that developed at the age of 10, and you need to have all of your energy with you at that age of 10 in order to have that healing take place. I worked with one lady a long time ago. I'm doing her emotional clearing. And I start off, and I think she was probably, I'll just say, middle 50s. And I get down around the age of 8, and I'm going to the power chakra. I go, man, you don't have a power chakra. Where are you? And she doesn't know what's going on naturally. Most people would not know. So I had to go out to the dark side universes and find her power chakra at the age of 8. So I put that back into her when I found it, so that she'd be complete. And this is what the dark side does to us. This is why we have the 8-hour special conference calls. And they're starting again this month, I think on the third Sunday, for three consecutive Sundays. But we go out and find the bits and pieces of you that the dark side have stolen. And it's a very wonderful clearing to have, because you start to be able to regain your spiritual integrity of your body back. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I didn't get to thank that previous caller about the great testimonial that you shared about the Be Here Now clearing, and I just wanted to mention thank you for calling in. And Thomas was asking about these free clearings that you have, Ron. You have three of them that are under the emergency healing. We have Instant Help Now, which is an emergency healing, and then we have Be Here in the Now, Darkness to Light clearing. And then under light infusion healing, we also have the auric field protection, and they are free clearings. Thomas was wondering, should we be using them sparingly, any of those?
No, just use them for as much as you want. You know, if you want to send me a donation, that's perfectly fine. On the top of the website, too, we have a clearing, and that's the Mind to Heart Drop, and that one's free also for everybody. And I'll be doing probably, I think, one other one that I can think of right now, maybe two of them. But one will be where I, it'll probably be two clearings, actually. But one will be taking you and doing a chakra alignment on you. And that's also, I think, on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll be putting that on the website. And I'll be bringing one out that will bring you into your body through your feet. So that's a very nice clearing to get your spirit more fully integrated with you. And these will all be free. So the whole thing is to get you connected to your spirit. The other clearings that we have that we charge for is for your own personal, say, self-empowerment to live here, you know, so that you feel better about life. The free ones deal with your spirit, typically, you know, getting you more into your body so you can enjoy a spiritual walk and being connected to the light of your spirit, which is source energy. And this is where you want to go to when you're living life, and to be out of the mind-controlling patterns of the darkness, which is time. So you want to be in the moment. So these clearings that we're doing will bring you into the moment and bring you your spirit energy back. And naturally, you can do most of these, you know, whenever you wish. This is what I mentioned. And also, we'll probably put on, I now increase my life force energy also. So probably have maybe four new clearings coming up here. Pretty soon that will be free. But the now increase my life force energy, I've had a lot of comments on that from people. And they just love it because it actually brings you more into your body also. In fact, we can do it right now if you wish. Everybody ready for that, I guess, Annika?
Yeah, that sounds good. I know we probably have a caller, so thank you for waiting.
Hey, you want to, we can get the caller, if the caller's on first.
Yeah, whatever you prefer, Ron.
I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Annika. Yes, I just had a suggestion. Maybe Ron could verify this a little bit, give us his input. They're making flat-bottom shoes right now, and the people are having a lot of foot problems with that, and the flippers that they wear, shower clogs, and the arches are falling because they don't make the shoes right. And I was thinking maybe you could go to Walmart, get some arches in there, or maybe a good foot store, pay a little bit more money, and you get some good arches and covers in the shoes and tear out the old ones and where they fit right. And then in conjunction with Ron's healing, so the foot, ankle, and legs and all, your bones can realign themselves and joints can realign themselves also in skeletal framework. I was wondering if Ron has any views about that.
Yeah, that seems to work for you. Wonderful. That'd be great.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you do want to get your energy working better in your body. So whatever you can do to physically help your body is good. What I will not recommend doing is to purchase a magnetic mat or something that you can't wash, or a crystal mat or something like that, because crystals hold energy. And if you can't physically put water on it to cleanse it, you will not have it cleansed. You know, I have people who mention about having sages that trying to do that. That does not clean anything like that. You have to wash things. So whatever you have, that's the jewelry, you want to wash that daily also. If you have bracelets, you know, wash that. Or anything that you have that you're wearing, definitely wash it so it'll take the energy away. And there are things that are very beneficial, but if you don't clean it, it'll bring on and take on your own energy, and it can actually make you sick if you don't cleanse what you're actually wearing.
So is it just water, Ron? Just water?
Yeah, just regular water for maybe 10 seconds. You know, normally you want to use cold water.
Okay.
And that's it. It'll cleanse everything that you have, and it'll put it back into neutral.
All right,
maybe
so thank you, Larry.
Okay, maybe I can do the pads and arch supports like that, too, underwater. Maybe keep them clean, too. That sounds like something I could do.
Yeah, everything holds energy. If you've ever been into a secondhand store and you walk into one, if the clothing is not washed and you start touching it, you're going to feel the person's energies on it. And sometimes, you know, if the person, you know, was older and they died, you're going to be feeling the death of that person on that clothing, and it probably won't sell. So, and plus, you know, you're picking up their death energy, and I don't think anybody wants to have that. So, this is why you want to wash things, including yourself.
Okay. Oh. Yes. Uh huh. Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey. So we're gonna do the light force energy.
Thank you.
Well, here we go. You can. Everybody can put their hands, palms facing forward. Bring them in slowly in front of you, in front of your chest area, and you're going to find that, you know, 2 inches to a foot is where your energy level is going to be right now. And remember, this is not a mental exercise. Your mind knows nothing about this. It can't even figure it out. You know, it'd be like trying to teach algebra to a baby. You know, it's not going to work. So just have your body tell you where the energy field is. And here we go. And I'm going to say out loud an affirmation. It's actually a command, okay? So I guess I won't use the word affirmation. I'll use the word a command, which is I now increase my life force energy, okay? So here we go. You're going to say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart, maybe 6 inches to a foot, and come in slowly. And you're going to notice how that energy field has actually built itself up. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart, come in slowly till they build up and stop. Again, I now increase my life force energy. Just keep sampling. You're going to be out alongside of your body in a few more times here, so we'll just keep saying it now. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, you should feel your body tingling. And just sort of see how you feel. You should feel more awake. And this is good to do when you feel tired. It may give you an extra couple hours of energy in your body as your spirit now is actually giving its life force to your physical body, which will keep you maybe awake a little bit longer. Or it'll give you a higher consciousness so you can actually perform better. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we're pretty much at the end of our show tonight, and just wanted to mention that Friday night after the BBS call, we also have a Q&A call, a question and answer call, so please feel free to call that number, and that's right after the show. The show is 5 to 7 Pacific time and finishes 5 to 8. And the number you will be calling at around 8 then, Pacific time, is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. So I just wanted to mention that before we sign off tonight. And, maybe we can bring in some energy through the light being, Ron?
No, bring in some peace energy for everybody. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. It's down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to command the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we'll be seeing you next, probably on our next BBS program at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, Pacific Standard Time. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.